I'm going to try to speak this afternoon about the future of aviation, because it is only the future in which I am really vitally interested. Just before we took off from Floyd Bennett Field, 10 days ago, a woman ran out to the plane and stuck a piece of chewing gum on the tail. According to a long-standing superstition, this is supposed to bring good luck. Now, this piece of chewing gum went around the world with us, returned to Floyd Bennett Field. Whether its owner retrieved it or not, I do not know. Furthermore, I do not know how much it had to do with our getting back safely. But I do know that luck played a part in this flight, considerably more of a part than I had hoped it would play. But let me say this in that connection, that the time when luck played the greatest part was owing to an error in judgment on my part. And it certainly played no part in the navigation of the plane, which was beyond reproach. But today I want to speak about the time toward which I look, when the word luck and everything that goes with it will have no place in any phase of flying. When aviation will have found its rightful position among the other precise and scientific developments of the age, such as industrial chemistry, the electric light, and the telephone, a useful tool bent and controlled by man to do his exact bidding. I look ahead to the day when you will lean out of a New York skyscraper window and see a great ship, perhaps not as large as the Queen Mary, but larger than some of the ships plying the Atlantic today.